most of us grew up in a middle class environment, most of us don't understand why it is that children from poverty stricken families can't succeed in a free public school just like anybody else. Explain that.
I wish that I could explain it to you. I've been sitting here, and one of the issues that I'm trying to, Reagan and I were talking about this earlier this morning, one of the issues that I'm trying to understand myself, you continue to say, is the children aren't learning. The children aren't learning. Could it be that we're not giving the children the information because we perceive that they can't take it, or they won't understand it, therefore they don't get it, so they can't perform on the test?
That's real prejudice. Do you think that really exists?
You call it whatever you choose to. The fact of the matter is, when little Johnny's sitting in the classroom and little Johnny's not getting the information, little Johnny, he's not being recognized, he's being pushed to the back, and he's not there. Little Johnny's going to act up. He's not going to get it. When you've got parents, and I've heard this time and time again, well, parental involvement. I think that, yeah, you need the parents involved with that child. However, a lot of people that I've talked with feel that, well, the poor parents don't care about their children. That's not true. But you've got to realize, when gas is $4 a gallon almost, I think it's reducing now, $3.65, but when a gallon of milk is $5 a gallon,
a box of cereals.
And it just goes and goes. And then you've got a minimum wage worker. You've got to work 3 jobs. Do I care about my children? Yes. Do I have, I've got to keep a roof over the child's head. I've got to feed that child. And on and on and on. Do I have time to do all the things? I don't want to be in that school. I've got to work.
It's another example of money solving a lot of problems. If you make a decent salary and you have enough money, you have more free time to spend on making sure your child's learning.
Yes, but you understand this, that, and I look back, my parents worked hard and they weren't able to go to the schools as often as I would have liked to have had them there, or as often as they would have liked to have been there. However, there was a teacher in that class that stood me up and said, you're going to perform.
Yeah.
I'm going to give it to you, and the expectation is that you perform.